Hi, this is Michelle from Body Love Studio, and today on the audio vlog. We are going to talk about the concept of self-love and the idea that the grass is greener where you water it. What does that really mean?
And how that applies to you looking within yourselves. I'm going to start out with why I started crusading on this whole idea of self-love and its importance. And it actually started when I started shooting boudoir. I noticed like this overwhelming similarity that pretty much every woman who walked in my door had. It was, I can give to someone else, I can compliment someone else, but I cannot receive that back, because it was almost looked upon as a negative. If I say to someone, if I compliment someone and tell them they're beautiful, I feel good about telling someone else that they're beautiful. Or I feel good about complimenting someone else, but I feel really uncomfortable receiving the compliment. So what happens is we deny or we dismiss those return sentiments. And recognizing that this was a problem across the board with women, I started to think a lot about where that came from. And then randomly one day, this Facebook video, and in the video was this rice experiment by Dr. Masaru Emoto. And if you have shot with me, you have probably heard me talk about this rice experiment. So what happened was this scientist, they call him a pseudoscientist, which I resent. This scientist was trying to prove to the world our energy and our thoughts can manipulate things. And I thought that was really interesting. He put rice in three different jars and he labeled one, thank you, one, he labeled you idiot, and then the third one, he ignored. After 30 days of projecting these thoughts onto these jars, well, the ignore one, he obviously ignored. The thank you one, he would project positive energy. And then the you idiot jar, he would project negative energy towards. Well, after the 30 days were completed, the thank you jar had become fermented, smelled like a sweet perfume. The you idiot jar, the rice had turned black, and the ignore jar became molded. So I was like, wow, that's, you know, really cool. And then I decided to go onto YouTube and I saw this experiment repeated time and time and time and time and time again. And while this particular experiment has received a ton of backlash from people saying that it wasn't a controlled environment, blah, 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 what I found interesting were the number of times people repeated the experiment, regardless of the environment, they were able to achieve very similar results. And there were a lot of people who chose to speak out these words to these jars. It started to make me think, if we have the ability to project negative energy and essentially affect an environment or water, as Dr. Emoto was trying to prove, and ultimately what he was trying to say to the world was, you need to be careful in how you are dealing with your children. That is just the truth. You know, you have an ability to affect this person, this little molded human, long term. And then I started to think how it applied to the women that came in the studio. When they came in here and they were unwilling to use positive language when it came to themselves, they were unwilling to receive the positive energy that other people would project to them, what it was doing to them. So I decided to take a step back and look at myself, because I was just as guilty, and still am working on it, of having these exact same thoughts and feelings. Like, it makes me feel $1 million to make another woman feel amazing, right? However, when someone projects that in my direction, it still does make me slightly uncomfortable. I have gotten better because I've really worked on this, but I needed to really focus on changing my thoughts and attitudes. I started to think about why it would be uncomfortable for women to accept praise or compliments and things like that. That got me thinking about what self-love is not. Self-love is not about being conceited. I feel like the word conceited was a way to shut women down. And I am totally going to go full on feminist with this one, because you rarely hear people saying a man is conceited. I rarely, if ever. It was always a derogatory term when I was growing up, and it may have changed, to really kind of put a woman in her place. Like, oh, she's conceited. She's full of herself. She's thinks more of herself than she really is, like an exaggerated self-worth. She's vain. You're so vain. A lot of people don't want to identify, like, that would be far worse to identify with any of those terms, like vain and conceited and full of yourself. People started thinking that they needed to be more humble. Instead of it fully accepting a compliment, they started rejecting them. What is the word? Not rejecting them. They started dismissing them. Okay. So they started dismissing, oh, you look lovely today. Oh, well, I was sick, or I just rolled out of bed, or whatever. They would have to come back with something not positive, not well received, instead of just saying, simply saying, thank you, I feel good today. It's okay to say those things. It is perfectly acceptable to say thank you and I accept your compliment by saying I feel good, or thank you, that made my day. These are all things that are positive, that are not conceited, that are fully accepting of a compliment.
And this is kind of
where we're going to deep dive into this, the importance of self-love and this whole movement. And it does not help social media and these little freaking pirates on trolls, the social media trolls don't make it any better, right? Because they're so willing to sit behind a keyboard and shut someone down. Sometimes it doesn't always affect the person that you're insulting as much as it affects the people who read the comments. The people who read the comments are like, yeah, that totally validates why I will never do that. This is the big issue with social media in this day and age, is that, you know, sometimes your comments and your negative attitude, or not you, but other people's comments and other people's negative attitudes have effects on not just the person they're speaking to, but the other people who are reading it. It validates their feelings of, I can't be like that. I can't have somebody think that of me. What I want to do is kind of change everybody's mindsets when it comes to thoughts and feelings about themselves. So getting back to the rice experiment, what I learned and kind of the little pearls of wisdom that I've passed along to my clients. We identify with the way that our mother has felt about herself. Okay, and just kind of follow the bouncing ball here. So if your mother, and my mother was this way, was the type of person who would tell you, oh, you're beautiful, you're perfect, blah, blah, blah. If your mother didn't, that's a whole nother podcast. But if your mother would constantly tell you how beautiful you are, but if you returned a compliment, she would dismiss it or brush it off or say she felt fat or she felt ugly, all of that type of, you know, thing. If she would brush it off and say, oh no, you know, I'm old, which is something I got a lot when I was younger. I'm not as beautiful as you are, or, you know, maybe when I was younger, or I've gotten fat, or, and it was like constantly this pushback of, I just wanted to tell you that you looked beautiful today. Now, I have two boys. I'm going to tell every mother this, and they need to hear me. I don't have daughters, but I was a daughter, so I feel like I can relate to daughters and sons here. So, when you have a child, that child looks at you like you are the most beautiful woman they have ever seen. Okay. You are their first, like, love in their life, and they love everything about you. Okay? When you shut them down constantly and tell them, no, I'm not, or no, or but you are, that will resonate with them for the rest of their life. Because eventually, you all are going to be out in public and somebody's going to say, oh, you look just like your mother. Okay? Your own family is going to say, oh, she looks just like you, or he looks just like you. Okay? They may not put it together then, but eventually they will. Eventually, after hearing it enough, they're going to say, I look just like my mother, or I look just like my father, blah, 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 blah. And then eventually they're going to take on those, well, my mother thought she was ugly, or my mother thought she was fat, or my mother thought this, my mother thought that. And especially when they hit teenagehood and they're starting to look to their peers more for what beauty is and everything else, they're going to immediately latch on to the idea of beauty is everything outside of themselves. And they can't identify with that. So they will set a standard of beauty for themselves that in a lot of ways is absolutely impossible. Most beauty standards nowadays, unfortunately, are created. Okay. A lot of people back when I was growing up, it was like Pamela Anderson. Like, she was the ideal beauty queen. Well, she was augmented. Okay. And now it's not about having the augmented breast line. It's about having the augmented booty. Okay. And the full lips have been a thing for a long time. And, you know, you've noticed Hollywood doesn't really age much. So it's a lot of things like that that affect how women see beauty, and they don't really consider that, well, what would this person look like without all of that? And would I still feel the same? So just food for thought. Now, how it affects boys. So if mommy is constantly talking about her stretch marks and her cellulite, that boy is no longer going to see stretch marks and cellulite as a part of a woman, but as a flaw of a woman. You are molding this boy and his thoughts about women. And that is just simply a fact. And I have thought long and hard about that one, because I am fuller figured. I have stretch marks. I have cellulite like most women in the world. I have had maybe one or two women that have been in their 20s that didn't have any of that. And God bless them. But the reality is that most women do. You know, it's a part, our bodies go through a lot with hormones and different stages in their life. And whether you have children or not, our bodies mold and change. And it's just a part of being a woman. Thank you, God. So anyway, when we are constantly putting this energy out, okay, and we're constantly deflecting the energy from coming back to us, we're going to start really, it does, when we start putting this energy out into the world, okay, and to our kids and to our friends, when our friends compliment us, eventually your friends are going to stop complimenting you. And that's just the way it is, because I know that I can only be shut down so much. If I want to tell you you're beautiful, or I'm obsessed with you, or whatever, it is going to be eventually kind of annoying to deal with the response from it. And we're going to tag that part and we are going to move forward. So if you are constantly, so moms, when it comes to your kids, I want every single one of you to practice accepting compliments. That's a very small step in the right direction. Do it every chance you get. When your children give you a compliment, say thank you. accept it fully and acknowledge it. Meaning that you say, thank you, I feel that. Okay? Don't just accept it and dismiss it and never fully acknowledge it. I want you to say thank you and tell them how you feel when you hear that. Okay? Because you're going to start receiving it more. Then your children will learn from you how to receive compliments themselves. And they will start to receive more. One of the things I did to start the whole process for me was I decided I was going to look in the mirror every single day, look myself directly in the face and say, you are beautiful. It was weird. It was so weird. I'm not going to pretend like that wasn't weird. It was weird. Then I got used to it. Then I started taking a little bit more time to do things for myself when it came to getting ready. Now, I am a total mom. I'm a total business owner. And getting ready is an occasion. I'm not going to pretend like I wake up in the morning and get everything together. But when I do, I have every single one of my friends, they will say things like, you look amazing. I love how you pull things together. You appear very confident. And I have a presence. That'll be the other thing that I get, that I have a presence. Well, I didn't start out like that. I did not start out like that. And I had to learn to be like that. I had to learn to be accepting and have fun with it. And realize that this is the body that God gave me, that I'm not going to go out there and get augmentation or in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to, it is what it is. And I can dress it up. I cannot dress it up. But I can tell you one thing, I do feel good when I dress it up. So, but that confidence does start to radiate outward and it starts to change things. You become a source of positive energy. People want to be around you. It's very difficult to be around people who don't project positive energy. And I know you have people probably like that in your life who it's just like a little icky when you get off the phone. You might have been in a good mood, then you came across this person, you're not so much in a good mood anymore. So those are the type of people who do not project positive energy. And you tend to be drawn to people who do project that. They're fun, you know, they kind of make light of situations. And those are the types of people you are drawn to. So my advice in moving towards projecting positive energy is to receive it. You got to bank it. You got to bank that shit. Start banking it. Look yourself in the mirror and say you're beautiful. It's going to feel weird, but you're banking it. And eventually, your eyes are going to be a little wider. You're going to stand a little taller and you're going to feel better. You are literally going to feel better. And I'm going to move on to how that affects your relationships in your life because I kind of spoke briefly about it. One of the things women do is they rely on others to make them happy, to make them sad, to make them feel whatever it is. And what I want you to start doing is putting that same energy and attitude into yourself. If you decide that you want to make yourself happy, ask yourself, what you're doing to do that. Why? How are you moving in that direction? Are you getting up in the morning? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you spending this amount of time to go exercise? Are you spending this amount of time to go visit your friends? Are you going and getting your hair done, getting your nails done, painting them yourself, whatever it takes? But I want you to start to identify with those feelings and owning those feelings. Because once you can start to own those feelings, that is where empowerment begins. You are then empowered. Then you don't rely on this person who may be abusive, physically or emotionally, okay? You don't rely on this boss to give you, positive rewards or whatever it is, or positive feedback, okay? Because you know that what you are doing feels good to you. You know that what you are doing is making you happy. Then you own it. Then you don't need these people in your life, and you will start to weed them out. You will start to live a better life. And this is why I preach self-love. It is not about walking around, whatever, feeling yourself. It is. It totally is. But I'm saying, like, it's what self-love is it is about you giving to yourself what you give to other people. If you are going to constantly compliment other people, you should compliment yourself. If you're going to constantly cook dinner for other people, you should cook for yourself. If you're going to constantly shop for other people, you should shop for yourself. These are things that are feeding and watering your own grass. Because the reality is, the grass is greener where you water it. So if you're constantly watering the neighbor's lawn and denying your own, your lawn's going to be brown. It's going to be dried up, not moisturized, not looking too particularly healthy. And your neighbor's grass is going to be lovely and tall and not so weeded with negative energy. And you're going to have lots of weeds that you need to pull. So I hope that everyone today can at least start to practice owning and working towards positivity within themselves and good energy. And yes, it does start with taking a look in the mirror and saying and complimenting yourself. Sometimes you got to do it head to toe. I want you to try it for 30 days. Look in the mirror every single day. You might feel like an idiot. Who cares? Nobody's there to judge you. Look in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I have beautiful hair. I love my eyelashes. I love my shoulders. I love my back. I love my legs. They allow me to walk through life. I love. I love my C-section scar because you know what? That is where my beautiful, healthy children were brought into this world. And how can I hate that? I can't hate that. I love that. I love them. I wouldn't change that. I wouldn't. It is what it is. And I love it. I love it. And once you're done that, I want you to report back to me and let me know how things might have changed. I think you're going to be surprised. Once you start there, then you can move on to other small things in your life, like putting on a calendar right this second every week. I'm going to take Thursday night and I'm going to paint my nails. Or I'm going to go get my nails done every 2 weeks. Or tonight, instead of going to bed with my hair wet, I'm going to dry it out. I'm going to put curlers in it. Are curlers a thing? Or I'm older, so maybe. Maybe I'm going to blow dry my hair and I'm going to curl it today. There we go. I am going to buy the $2 or more shampoo because I like the way that smells. I am going to work on this project. I am going to start beating. I am going to read this book because everybody keeps talking about it. Whatever. I'm going to start a game night with my girlfriends. And I'm going to have just some time, some me time. I'm going to take a bubble bath. How about that? If you don't have a bubble bath, then I'm going to, you know, wear a face mask to moisturize my skin. Or I'm going to go out and I'm going to learn how to make sugar scrubs. Or I'm going to do things. I'm going to learn more about organic skincare. Or I'm not going to eat that cookie today because that's not good for my body and I love my body. And this isn't a weight thing, folks. This is not a weight thing. This is everything to do with treating yourself and your body in the way it deserves to be treated. Would you constantly feed your children the same way you feed yourself? You know, ask yourself those questions. And I want you to start modeling your life the way you treat other people. And so treat yourself, queen. And so I'm going to kind of relate this back to boudoir. One of the things that was happening at the end of the session is, and a lot of photographers, you will hear this, is that after the session, it was literally not the same person came in as left the studio. Because for that time, they could not focus. They didn't have the opportunity to focus on all the things that they find flawed with themselves. They could, because your photographer is not going to let you do that. If they are worth their salt, they are not going to let you do that. Because you know what? You change throughout the session and your photos get better because of it. Your eyes are a little wider and brighter. The corners of your mouth turn up a little. You feel and you look more confident. And it does. And I pray every time a client leaves that that feeling sticks with them. And some clients it does. It genuinely does. Not everybody's going to be a home run in that department. I can only pass along this wisdom and hope for the best. But I really hope that they remember and that that feeling sticks with them. And then I have some clients who literally, it was life-changing for them. And I see them now more proud to get out there and get dressed up and own this and own that. One of my favorite stories ever, unfortunately, started out with a husband recognizing, and I don't really want women to do that. I don't want women to rely on their husbands to make them feel beautiful or rely on their husbands to make them feel sexy or rely on their husbands to make them feel happy. However, in this scenario, I'm kind of really, really proud of this husband. So I had a husband contact me, and I, for the record, I'm not particularly a fan. So please don't have your husbands contact me. Don't suggest this to your husband for him to contact me, because not every husband's in the attitudes are in the right place. I'm just going to put it out there like that. I think this should be something that the woman does because it's empowerment for her. It's a chance for her to own these thoughts and feelings. So anyway, back to the story. I had a husband contact me and he wanted to purchase a boudoir session for his wife. And we get a lot of people who contact us and sometimes who don't always put everything together. So anyway, he purchased a session for his wife, and I didn't really hear from her much, which worried me a little, because I'm like, I really prefer to hear from the women because I want them to want to do this. I never want to feel like this is forced. So she comes in, she literally was one of those people who came in one way, terrified, nervous wreck, couldn't, said she couldn't do this and that, and I'm not this and that, which is typical. And by the end of the session, she literally, I swear, she floated out of here. And her husband came in to see the images. And of course he was, you know, he's like, this is the way I see you. I see you this way. And she received this and she hasn't stopped. Literally, she, and I have goosebumps right now. She has moved on with her life confidently and owning all of it. And it is the coolest thing ever to see. And her husband is her cheerleader. He's like, yes, honey, I love that you really want, I love that you're finally seeing yourself the way I see you. I love it. I love it. I love it. And together, they're just like, nobody else matters. Like, nobody else matters. And he will often reach out and say, you know, what you did for my wife. But the reality is that he made a step for his wife, wanting her and hoping that she would see herself the way he sees her. And, but as much as I appreciate the gratitude in our direction, his wife, I am so proud of her. She chose to receive it. She chose to own it. And she chose to change her life over it. And that is my biggest, most amazing fairy tale story on the planet. And I will forever remember that and be grateful to them. And I really wish, you know, regardless of him, she has these feelings for herself, which is such an empowering thing. And she's a boss badass, so whatever. And but I obviously I want them to live happily ever after. And I want him to continue to be this knight in shining armor. But I don't want other women listening to this to rely on that. I want you to start to do these things and move in this direction for yourself. Whether you do a boudoir session or whether you take Thursday nights to paint your nails, it is extremely impactful and it's only positive. This is not, these are not things or thoughts or feelings that will negatively impact your life. They can only positively impact your life. So with that, I'm going to wrap up my rambling. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the grass is greener where you water it. So I really hope that somebody got some good advice and will apply it. And let me know what you think. Let me know if you have anything to add. Let me know if you have any like comments or suggestions for the podcast in the future. With that said, I am Michelle. I'm from Body Love Studio. We are a boudoir photographer in the Maryland, D.C. area. And I wish you guys the greatest of days. Go seize the day, queen. And I will talk to you later. Have a great day. Bye.